And we're real happy to have Kevin Smith joining us from Minneapolis right now. He is the Director of Corporate Communications and Broadcasting with the Minnesota Twins. And, of course, it's spring. It's time for baseball. Kevin, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be on.
Oh, that's great. You know, every spring it seems like hope renews itself. The Twins have had two tough years in a row, in 90-some plus loss years. But yet here's spring training. There's hope in the air as always. They played their first game here last night. It was a tough game. They lost it, but they played well. What's the feeling in the clubhouse?
Well, we're very lucky, and you're right, Buck. You know, hope does spring eternal. There's no question about that. And that's the great thing about baseball, as America's pastime. Is we all in our business have to have short memories. You know, we understand what's happened in here the last couple of years with our ball club, and our front office staff and our baseball folks have really made some strides in the off season, we think, to right the ship, so to speak. And we got a great clubhouse. The team chemistry is wonderful. We got a combination of grizzled veterans. Hard for me to even say that Joe Mauer is already a grizzled veteran, but he is. You know, he's been around for 10 years, believe it or not. And with Justin Morneau, and now our young kids like Aaron Hicks, a rookie out in center field, getting his chance in the big leagues. You know, there's really a lot of optimism here for 2013.
Well, the Twins have a beautiful new stadium. Everybody in Minnesota and I think everybody everywhere loves outdoor baseball. However, April in Minnesota is a little chilly, and we saw that last night in their home opener.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, that's the trade-off, and that's just kind of the way it's going to be. That's the way it is on, you know, pretty much every northern climate team, from, you know, us to Chicago to Milwaukee. They got the dome, but, you know, two outdoor ballparks in New York and Detroit and Cleveland, and, you know, that's just the way it is. But the nice thing about Target Field is that this place was designed and built with weather in mind and with our extremes in weather that we have in Minnesota, that we have all over the state. So, yeah, we'll have some chilly days in April and some chilly days in September and October and some hot days in the summer months. But the way it was designed with the radiant heater, it's more than 300 radiant heaters throughout the building and on all levels of the ballpark, various spots, indoor locations that are bars and restaurants where folks can go, and also a 360-degree concourse where you can get out of your seat and walk around the ballpark and get the blood flowing again without missing the pitch because it's an open concourse. So, yes, there are some cold weather, but we think we've designed and built the place to help accommodate that as best we can. And I saw some folks yesterday. They said, look, snowmobiling's over. Ice fishing's over. We just use some of the same clothing we use for those sports and come down and watch the Twins in April. And so we had a really good turnout yesterday.
Yes, that's just great to see people show up. 34 degrees. How does that kind of cold weather, though, affect play?
Well, actually, it doesn't. Our guys are ready for it. And, you know, a lot of our players who came up through our minor league system have experienced playing in cold weather, whether that was in Beloit or now in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, or some other of our minor league locations. Rochester, New York isn't exactly a hot spot. So they're used to playing in cold weather. The technology, the clothing technology now, too, they've got all sorts of cold weather stuff. And that's what's nice, is that our guys are used to it. And Justin Morneau, I think, said it best. He said, I think the team that whines about it the least is probably going to be the team that wins.
Of course, we've seen the Vikings play in some pretty cold temps, too. But it seems like baseball, though, the technical aspects of it, a little tougher for some folks to handle when their parts are cold.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, I don't think anybody thinks getting, you know, a jam shot off the inside wrist on a fastball is going to feel very good on your hands, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just part of the game. Both teams have to play in it, and quite frankly, it's just something that they have to deal with. And you know, actually, for players, it's the heat, I think, that can be more difficult. It's because sometimes, you know, we had over 100-degree day down here last August, and that was pretty brutal, too. But it's a six-month season, and we're playing in Minnesota.
When we watched the game last night, Twins had their chances. They had some tough strikeouts. Some of their couple of their younger players, Parmalee, their right fielder, and Trevor Plouffe, the third baseman, both had strikeouts in critical situations with men aboard, couldn't make contact. Are we going to see with the youngsters a few things happening that might not happen with veterans aboard?
Well, you know, you're right. You're talking about the game, the home opener game, and yeah, that
yes.
was a combination on Monday of, you know, there's nerves, you know, there's butterflies, there's all that kind of stuff on opening day for everyone. There's excitement there, and it's how you deal with that stuff. I know Aaron Hicks, our rookie center fielder, indicated after that game that, you know, he was excited. He probably was swinging at things he doesn't normally swing at, and his approach at the plate wasn't exactly what he had hoped to do. But that's going to happen, and they just have to work through that. And the hope is they learn from that stuff. And you're right, the Parmalees and the Plouffes and the Hicks of the world, they learn from those at bats, and they make something better happens for them, and things even out as you go through the 162 game season.
The Twins traded away a couple of pretty good center fielders, and yet kind of taking a chance that somebody like Aaron Hicks was going to step forward and take control of that position. Does it look like it appears he has the talent to do it?
Well, it does appear that he does. And in fact, I had an opportunity to talk to Rod Carew Monday on opening day. And when he's done a lot of work with Aaron Hicks in the off season and over the years, actually, Rod and he have developed quite a nice relationship. And Mr. Carew told me that, you know, Aaron Hicks is the real deal. He's got size. He can hit from both sides of the plate. He's fast. He can steal some bases. And, yes, we did trade away Bernard Spann and Ben Revere, a couple of our better players. But everyone believes that Aaron Hicks, over time, will be able to ascend to that lofty position of twin center fielder. And if Rod Carew tells me it can happen, then I don't think I can argue with that.
Well, it seems like baseball teams are only as good as they are up the middle. And with a fellow like Aaron Hicks getting that kind of confident remarks from a great player like former Twins player, how about the rest of up the middle? And there's a couple of guys there that aren't exactly household names in Brian Dozier and Pedro Florimon.
Yeah, you're right. It's interesting. Pedro Florimon, he had a great spring training. I think what was remarkable about it is no one was talking about it. You know, nobody was talking about, you know, a problem at shortstop. This kid is, he's young. He's got great range. He's got a cannon for an arm, great on the defensive side. He's going to have to improve a little bit, you know, hitting out of the number nine spot. But, you know, if he can give us a sacrifice fly, he can get a couple of base hits through there and move some runners around. That's what we need from him. But the number one thing we need from the shortstop position is defense, and we think he'll deliver on that. You mentioned Brian Dozier. He's our starting second baseman. He scuffled a little bit on the shortstop side of second base last year, went into the offseason with a new and improved mindset of getting better at the middle infield spots. And he and Florimon had developed quite a good relationship throughout that 6 weeks of spring training and turning double plays and working together up the middle. And you'll see Dozier make some pretty decent plays as well at second base, and he can hit a little bit. So we're pretty happy with that spot as well.
You know, the Twins have some established stars on their team, and with people like Justin Morneau and Joe Mauer and Josh Willingham, and, of course, last year with Bernard Spann out there as well. And it appeared that they had a better team than their record, yet they had no pitching. And this year we made a few additions, Vance Worley, Mike Palfrey, Correa, additions to the starting staff, who the Twins fans aren't as familiar with. Are they going to be able to right the ship?
I think, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see on that. But by all indications are, it does appear that our starting rotation is in better shape than it was last year with the three guys you mentioned. We've got, you know, Scott Diamond, one of our best pitchers. He's on the disabled list right now, so he hasn't even played yet in a regular season game. He'll get a start here when he gets off the DL. So you've got some of those guys. You've got a guy like Vance Worley who's got the edge. He's a very thoughtful young man. He knows what he needs to do. I thought it was kind of impressive yesterday he goes out there with shirt sleeves. He doesn't have long sleeves on. He didn't have any of that. He looked like, he reminded me of some of the Bud Grant's old Vikings players back in the day at Met Stadium. And he didn't go hide away in the clubhouse between innings. He stayed right out there on the bench. That's a leader. And that's the type of guy you want on your team. Somebody who can kind of, you know, he got a rough couple innings, but he shut him down with no runs for another four innings. And that's a pretty powerful Detroit lineup. So like him a lot. Pelfrey. They're really high on him because they think he can have a comeback year, and that's nice to know. And our bullpen, I think, is something that we have to talk about, too, in that they're pretty strong. You get a closer like Glenn Perkins, the kid out of Stillwater, Minnesota. Once we get to the sixth, seventh, eighth inning, we're in pretty good shape in that bullpen. So we just have to stay healthy, and we have to stay healthy, put the ball in play. I don't think we're going to have any trouble scoring runs.
We're speaking with Kevin Smith. Kevin is the Director of Communications and Broadcasting for the Minnesota Twins. We're talking about the Twins' upcoming season. Of course, they have one game under their belt already. You mentioned putting the ball in play, and in the past, the Twins have depended on pitchers like Kevin Sloy or Nick Blackburn or various arms that put the ball in play. They put the ball out there for other teams to hit it, and we had a strong defense. It seems like our drafting and the type of folks that we're bringing up through the minors now are more strong arms.
You know, I think that's a trend. You know, the guys like the Radkes and the Tappanese and those guys, you know, they put the ball in. They had great command. They put the ball on whatever side of the plate they wanted to. And now you see a lot in this younger generation, you've got some flamethrowers out there. There's no question about that. But, you know, you're not going to strike everybody out every game. So you've got to be able to hit your pitch. You've got to have a good scouting report on who you're facing. And Joe Mauer has got to call, you know, a good game. And, you know, those things come together. I think with the addition of Terry Steinbach to our coaching staff as a bench coach, who, as we all know, had a terrific career as a catcher with the Oakland Athletics, as well as finishing up here with the Twins. He was known throughout his career as a guy who could really call an excellent game, and he could make changes as the game went on. And I think you'll see him provide a spark and a lot of assistance on the mental side of calling a game with Joe Mauer and Ryan Domann, our two catchers. And so we'll have to see how that unfolds, too.
And you also added Tom Brunansky as a batting coach, and a pretty class act out there.
Oh, man, he's a great guy. He's our AAA hitting coach last year, got promoted to the big leagues this year. He's positive energy, World Series champion, really connects well with our players. Not that Joe Vavra didn't, but Brunansky brings a different type of energy to the ballpark every day. He's energetic, he's positive, and he's had a good effect, strong effect on our players throughout spring training.
It seems like the Twins fans, the diehard Twins fans like myself, are probably the only people in baseball that thinks the Twins are going to be that much better this year. What's the feeling that you're getting around the league? Is that reflect what other teams and coaching staffs might think?
I think you're right. You know, Dombrowski, who's the general manager of Detroit, was in on Monday for the opener, and you know he said the American League Central is going to be tough this year. I mean, Kansas City's improved, mm-hmm. We've improved, of course, Detroit and Cleveland and Chicago have improved. So we're going to have quite a competitive league, and which is good, and that's good for everybody. It's good for us. It's good for the fans. But I think you're right. I mean, he said that you know the Twins aren't going to have much problem putting the ball in play and scoring some runs. It's going to be how those young guys respond on the defensive side. And he thought that, you know, the Twins, the retooled Twins for 2013 have just, you know, good a chance as anybody. But, you know, Buck, how it is in baseball, it's 162 games in 180 days. You're not winning the pennant in April, but you got to take this thing as a marathon, and you got to stay healthy, and you got to make good decisions. And the team who makes the least number of mistakes and really kind of has the most luck in some regards is going to be the one who wins.
Yes, I think you're right there. And now they play again on Wednesday night. Who are they putting out there? Wednesday afternoon, maybe it is.
Yeah, Wednesday afternoon it was Pelfrey, and Thursday afternoon Correa. And then on the road for the weekend here, and then back to Target Field the Friday, April 12th, with a three-game series with the New York Mets.
The New York Mets this early in the year.
Yeah, this interleague play thing has changed. It's not how it used to be in the past, where they kind of, you know, bumped or lumped the interleague games all in one, you know, part of the schedule. They've changed that, and they've moved interleague teams throughout the entire 6 months of the schedule. So you'll see interleague play sprinkled in here or there. You know, like I said, we've got the Mets coming in town here in early April. We got the Brewers are here at the end of May. So it really isn't like it used to be. It's a much different schedule than in years past.
Well, we sure look forward to a better season for the Twins this year and an exciting season. And we've been speaking with Kevin Smith. He is the Director of Corporate Communications and Broadcasting for the Minnesota Twins. And Kevin, I want to thank you so much for joining us here today.
Well, I appreciate the time that you've given our organization, and we really appreciate all the support we get from you.